So, how's everybody doing tonight? It's a great chant. I could have chanted all night, but I thought I should just say a few words, so I stopped. It's very hard to stop. At a certain point when we were chanting, I started feeling really cold. And just around the time I started feeling really cold, I looked up and Janine had just gotten up and she was closing the windows and just really taking care of the room. And I was trying to get her attention, but she was so focused on what she was doing. She didn't even need any acknowledgement. You know, it was so beautiful. It was very yogic. There's a wonderful story in one of the great texts of this tradition, which is called the Chandi or the Devi Mahatmya, and it's the story of Kali. And it's a particular story where Kali just destroys every demon in creation. She rescues the entire world. And then at the end, she doesn't need anybody to even say thank you. She just dissolves right back into the body of Durga, the great goddess. And I love that story because to me it's such a telling of what it is to offer ourself, offer our service, offer our love, offer our work in the spirit of giving without needing anything back. And it was really great to witness that. So yeah, Janine really takes care of the room for us, and I never thank you, but...
Yeah, you do.
It was... You should have seen her. She was so intent on what she was doing. It was beautiful. So, it's very good. That's yoga. I continue reveling in these first three sutras. So, hopefully, you'll be patient and revel along with me for at least another week. And maybe next week we'll start something new. But I find the more I sing these sutras and the more I contemplate them, the more, I don't know if understanding is even the right word, the more deepening, the more experience, there's more of an experience of what the wisdom that's locked inside the sutra. And today I was thinking just about the first one, Atta Yoga Nushasanam, which when we translated it simply means now begins yoga. And I was thinking today how I've always thought of yoga as a noun. Talk about the technology of yoga, the system of yoga, the practice of yoga. It's something that we study, it's something that we do, it's a thing. Yoga as thing. And I thought today, maybe it's a verb. Maybe it's not a thing at all. Maybe yoga is being. Yoga is the active non-activity of being. Yoga is a verb, to be in yoga, to be yoga. It's like yoga is something to be. And this first sutra, now yoga, the more I sat with just those two words today in good old English, the more I kept having this sense of, right, yoga is right now in this present moment. Let me be one in this present moment, and I am being yoga. Yoga is union. And again, I've always, how many times have I said that or written it? You've heard me say it hundreds and thousands of times. But in my mind, even thinking or saying yoga is union, I've still been thinking of it as a thing, as some kind of an object or a state, as a noun. And today I began sensing the verbness of yoga. yoga is yoga ink in the moment that we remember to pause and dissolve into the depth of our being and act from that place. And that action, that acting, that being, that doing, has tremendous movement. It's a verb. So this one simple sutra that honestly, until we've started this process here, I kind of skipped over that one. It's like, whatever, it's just the introduction. And today I was realizing it's the essence of the entire, all four books are contained within that one sutra. That one's enough. If we could just get now, forget yoga, if we could just get now. What was that book, what is it called, The Power of Now? Is that what that book is called? He probably ripped it off from the very first sutra. Very smart. And how are you enjoying chanting the Sanskrit? You're liking that? Yeah. I've been liking it very much. And the second sutra, well, I've always loved this one. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. That word nirodha, I don't know about you, but for me, I just say that word nirodha, and I feel the stilling. You know, yoga chitta, the mind stuff, vritti, the twisting mind stuff, nirodha. It's just like, right down into the lower depths. Yoga, chitta, vritti, nirodha. And I suspect that the more we chant these sutras so that they become so embedded in your awareness, the more you'll find a natural stilling of the vrittis. The chitta vrittis will be nirodhaing very nicely in the vortex of your being. Tadadrashtu, svarupe, in the form of. And the seer rests in itself. Avashtanam. I was reading a little bit the introduction to Mukunda Stiles' version of the sutras just before class tonight, which I actually have never read the introduction, but tonight I felt like reading a little bit of it. And he says very succinctly what I've been saying the last few weeks, which is book one is the most advanced teaching. And there's something so beautiful about starting with the highest and letting us reach up into that. He says, and it's true, I mean, book two is really all about experiential practice. Book one is a little bit more, how can I say, sublime philosophical weavings. But I think there's plenty of hands-on practical advice also in book one. Very much so. In fact, the more I was looking at book one just today, I only had a little bit of time before class, but I read through all the sutras of book one, and I thought there's a lot of practical suggestions here. It's a mistake to say, oh, this is the highest teachings, let me dive into book two. You know, book two is a lot of fun. Book one, maybe it's the heart of the Yoga Sutra. I'm not ready to say which organ is which book, but maybe book one is the heart. So we'll chant the sutras some more later on, but let's do a little Om Namah Shivaya first, and then we'll sit for a bit, and then we'll have some sharing. I hope you've all been having fun with the sutras. We'll chant slow Om Namah Shivaya, and then we'll sit. And during the silent meditation, I mean, obviously, pretty much everyone in this room has a practice. And far be it from me to suggest you do something other than what feels your natural, authentic practice. But if nothing much else is happening tonight, if your mind is wandering, if you're not in the mood for what you usually do, I would encourage you to just chant the three sutras to yourself, or just even one, or just even one word from one of the sutras, and see what that feels like inside of you. And if you have an interesting experience with that, you might share it.